Staples Center went silent Saturday night when the Utah Jazz stole Game 1 of the playoff series against the Clippers with this buzzer beater.
Seconds left. Joe Johnson with 4. Johnson with 2. Drives in. Puts it up. Gets the Bobs at the gun. And the Jazz win Game 1.
Jazz fans erupted on Twitter as if their team had just won the championship. But in reality, the Jazz still have a huge hill to climb if they hope to advance. They practiced today at UCLA ahead of tomorrow's Game 2 against the Clips. KSL.com Jazz writer Andy Larson is in L.A. He spoke with the team this afternoon, and he's joining me live now on the KSL Newsline. So we learned for sure today Rudy Gobert is out for at least tomorrow's game. What do you think that does to the Jazz?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Rudy Gobert has been their most consistent, impactful defender. Obviously, he's a defensive player of the year candidate, and so they're really going to miss his presence inside on the defensive end. And then you look at what he does offensively for the Jazz too, just as a role man, as a finisher. You know, the Jazz have Derek Favors to replace that role a little bit, but certainly he's not as explosive or as long as Rudy Gobert is.
So the question is, will the Clippers change their game to handle the Jazz tomorrow night, a Jazz without Rudy Gobert?
Yeah, certainly they'll have to in order to try to win Game 2. I think they'll have to go more to the perimeter, I think, than they did in Game 1. What they did was just so predictable with multiple Blake Griffin post-ups, and the Jazz were happy to allow those and kind of force tough shots from Blake Griffin. So I think more from Chris Paul we'll see in Game 2 and more from their shooting guards, J.J. Redick and Jamal Crawford.
So the Clippers look good on the highlight reel, but the Jazz won the game. Are they still basking in the glow of the victory? Or is this a buckle-down atmosphere at practice today?
Hmm? Yeah, I think it's time to buckle down. You know, they said they took the time to enjoy themselves after Game 1 that night. And, you know, with 2 days in between, there's plenty of time for them just to buckle down and focus on coming home with 2 wins, not just 1.
All right, and Game 2 tomorrow night, right?
That's correct, yep. Tomorrow night, 8:30 Mountain Time.
All right, you enjoy L.A.